Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease, and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Washington Post headline, U.S. criticizes China's use of laser on Philippine Coast Guard. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased, this story is a mystery, to welcome Professor James Holmes, the first holder of the Wiley Chair of Maritime Strategy, Naval War College. He blogs at the Naval Diplomat. Jim, a very good day to you. Thank you for this. The explanation so far is China's use of laser aimed at a Philippine Coast Guard ship in the South China Sea drew a sharp response from the United States on Monday. I'm unfamiliar with green laser light, characterized as military grade. Is this something that's happened before? What is unusual about this, to your opinion? Good evening to you, Professor.
Oh, hey, John. Hey, Gordon. Thanks, as always, for having me on. Well, I mean, I think that possibly the news is this is not all that unusual. I mean, China is constantly looking for new ways to operate in what we call the gray zone, basically finding ways to coerce its neighbors and deter them from doing things that Beijing wishes to forbid, simply by operating just beneath the level of actually using violent force, using a laser to temporarily blind a Philippine Coast Guardsman or fisherman. I think that's sort of baked into how China does gray zone things. I think the challenge for the United States and its allies is to define exactly when this sort of thing actually crosses the line and is actually an act of war. I'm not sure exactly where the dividing line is, but if you're talking about actually physically causing damage to a rival's whether it's government personnel or its citizens, I think you're really flirting with a very dangerous line. For example, just last year, a Chinese fighter plane discharged chaff, which is basically little bits of aluminum foil, directly into an Australian aircraft's engines over the South China Sea. I mean, this is something that jet engines are very delicate. This is something that could have really caused serious damage to that aircraft or even brought it down. So again, that's where they're really hovering around a dangerous line.
Jim, just a detail here. Most recently, the reason Philippines were in the news is the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Austin, traveled to Manila to arrange a redeployment of U.S. military forces to Luzon Island, the main island in the south, and Palawan, an island, a long, skinny island on the South China Sea. This event of a Philippine Coast Guard ship being threatened or provoked by China, are those events connected, or just we're talking about randomness?
You know, I don't know that they're connected. I think it's a great development by General Austin and also by the Philippine government. I think it's a recognition that by the Philippines that China is not going to respect the Philippines' rights under international law. It is not going to respect the authoritative decision from 2016 from the Permanent Court of Arbitration that struck down China's maritime claims. And I think it's just basically accepting reality. If the United States wants to help the Philippines and Vietnam and other Southeast Asian nations compete for and keep their maritime rights, it needs to be close to scenes of action. We need to have forces close. You can't do it from Guam, which is 1,200 miles away, or even from Okinawa or other bases in Japan. You're simply not close enough to actually support a force that can go out there in the gray zone and actually compete with China. So getting naval forces onto Palawan, Air forces, whatever the case may be, I think that's all to the good, Gordon, because that helps us.
Gordon, help me remember so we can ask Jim about it. We recently did a report about a green laser over Hawaii. What were the details, Gordon?
On January 28th, a Chinese satellite sent down a shower of green lasers over Mauna Kea, which is the dormant volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii. This is an environmental mapping. Many people, though, think that China was trying to figure out weather patterns, which would be necessary for targeting China's hypersonic glide vehicles. They need to know the weather there in order to have accurate targeting. So this was not an innocent environmental mapping, as some people first thought.
You have a question for the professor, Gordon.
Jim, there were some people, crew on the Philippine Coast Guard vessels who were injured by the lasering. But really what's happened here is it seems to have moved Manila away from China's orbit into firmly America's orbit. If we remember under the previous president, Rodrigo Duterte, it looked like the Philippines was going to defect from the U.S. And now we have Philippines agreeing to 4 U.S. bases on Philippine territory. This seems to me to be a net loss for China. Can you explain what thinking in Beijing must be about all of this?
You know, thanks, Gordon. Yeah, it's always hard. It's always hard to try to figure out exactly what's going through Chinese minds. I think if China were actually patient, and if it were all the things that that we say that Chinese are, take the long view and are patient and so forth, I think China could actually get more of what it wants. But it seems like it's in a hurry. It also seems like it can't resist the propensity to self-defeating behavior. It always, when I see China do something mystifying like this, it always reminds me of the fable of the scorpion and the frog, in which the scorpion asks the frog to carry it across a stream, promises it will not bite the frog in midstream and drown them both. But yet, when they're halfway across, the scorpion does bite the frog. They both drown, and then the scorpion says, "I did it because it's in my nature." It feels that China always, to me, feels very scorpion-like. It simply can't hold back when dealing with smaller and weaker neighbors. That sort of high-handed conduct seems baked into the system.
Jim, what I see on a map is Palawan Island looks especially well-positioned to counter the Great Wall of Sand that China has constructed over these last years as a way of stepping into the South China Sea. But I'm reading a map. I've never actually been there. Is this something that China doesn't have an easy counter to, basing out of Palawan?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, if you look at the fields of fire that they can stage from those artificial islands, from those man-made islands, I mean, they can cover the water certainly and reach inland to a certain extent as well. But nonetheless, having that presence on Palawan is something that's going to be very hard to uproot. Certainly in peacetime. I mean, we're talking about gray zone competition, which means gunfire and missile fire are not flying around. And that opens up options for us to compete with the China Coast Guard, with the Chinese Maritime Militia and Navy in peacetime, which is really what it's all about. We are trying to resist China's making geopolitical gains without actually resorting to overt violent force. And so having that sort of presence close to scenes of impact is absolutely critical, something we can't really do without.
Gordon, you have a question for the professor.
Jim, let me take you to the Air Force for a moment. In March of 2018, the Chinese lasered a U.S. Air Force C-130 over Djibouti, blinding both of the pilots. That would seem to be an act of war, and certainly one very dangerous because that plane could have fallen from the skies if both pilots were blinded. It seems to me that we've just not had resolute policies with regard to China. And so they keep on thinking they can get away with this, which is maybe one explanation for the green laser incident at Second Thomas Shoal on February 6th. Why isn't the United States actually being tougher on these laser attacks on American assets, not to mention the Philippine ones?
We have about a minute, Jim.
Well, I mean, Thomas Schelling, the great economist at Harvard, he drew the analogy to you're taking your child to the beach. Your child wades in up to its ankles. You tell it not to go any farther. It's just a little farther, a little farther, a little farther. It just keeps taking advantage. That seems to be what China is trying to do. Seeing how much advantage it can take of us by increments, by sort of incrementally stepping up of what it's doing with lasers, with balloons, with all the things that we've seen happen in recent months and years.
Jim Holmes, Professor Jim Holmes of the Naval War College, is the first holder of the Wiley Chair of Maritime Strategy, a veteran surface warfare officer, and he blogs at the Naval Diplomat. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, writing at Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill. I'm John Batchelor.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease, and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at LEGENDZ.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.